Blog Talk Radio.
We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you, there is none. There is none like you, there is no one like you. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you, there is no one like you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and to God be all the honor. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We cannot emphasize that enough. Jesus is Lord. We talked about it this morning on our 5 a.m. service. Amen. Hallelujah. Take some time and find out what it means. Amen. To be our Lord. Amen. He is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Of Bradford, of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. I count it a privilege. Amen. Count it a privilege to serve in the Lord's kingdom in this capacity. Amen. We want to welcome all of you listening for the first time. Amen. Maybe you could chime in every now and then. Amen. Whatever. Amen. Well, thank you for being here this morning. We're especially grateful for those, amen, who are here every day, every day. They got their favorite seat. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. We want to look in our Bibles. Amen. Got to schedule a little bit. I'll tell you the truth, I haven't even contacted half the people yet. Amen. For speaking on the men of the Bible. My schedule is like, you know, y'all keep praying for Pastor. Amen. If so, look, amen. I'm going to get around to everybody. Thank God for the ones that of you that I can send a text to. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. And so I did look at the calendar. And for the rest of the week, we got people there for the rest of the week. Amen. And we got somebody there today, too. Amen. The Holy Spirit is going to show up every day. Today, tomorrow, yesterday. Amen. Want to turn with me in your Bibles, amen, to Matthew chapter number 26, verse number 57. Father God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. I want to talk to you a little bit today about a man in the Bible. His name is Caiaphas. Caiaphas. Matter of fact, as we were teaching on yesterday about Lazarus, if you had continued reading in that chapter, amen, on John chapter number 11, amen, glory be to God, amen, you would have ran right into Caiaphas. We want to take a look at his life today. Amen, in Jesus' name. And God, we say thank you for taking control of our services. Matthew chapter number 26, amen, and verse number 57 says this: those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's a message all in itself. Amen. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. We see here Caiaphas is mentioned, amen, Jesus, amen. They're preparing to take Jesus to the cross. Jesus is preparing, amen, to fulfill destiny and purpose, amen, the reason for which he had come to earth in the very first place, amen. And the evening before Jesus' crucifixion, amen, they had questioned him. The high priest, the former high priest, and he was also the father-in-law of Caiaphas. The former high priest, his name was Annas. So Annas, after he questioned Jesus, he sent Jesus to Caiaphas' home so that Caiaphas could question him some more. See? And, beloved, they was hasting, amen, to complete this trial. And they wanted Jesus, amen, killed before the Sabbath, which was less than 24 hours away. So they was rushing. They was rushing Jesus through. Glory be to God. See? And so the religious leaders, they met in Caiaphas' home. He was hosting everybody. He said, all right, everybody come over to my house. All right, we're going to judge this rascal. We're going to judge this deceiver. We're going to judge this liar. All the false accusations that they made before Jesus, they made, amen, to try to justify what they did to him. See? So they didn't even wait until daylight. They were supposed to have waited till daylight to meet at the temple. You know, if you get, you know, arrested, if somebody arrests you, yeah, they're supposed to wait till daylight before they take you to the judge if the courts don't open to 9 o'clock. But they couldn't wait to 9 o'clock. They said, we're going to have it right now here at nighttime. Glory be to God. So this was Caiaphas. Amen. When we look over here in St. John, we see some more about Caiaphas. Amen. And we can look in St. John. Let's look at chapter number 18. And let's look at verse number 12 to see a little bit more about who is this Caiaphas. Verse 12 says, then the detachment of soldiers with its commanders and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him to Annas. Now remember, this is Caiaphas' father-in-law. Four birds of a feather flock together. Woo, you got to be careful who's in your circle. Let me tell you something. If everybody bad in your circle, you just in denial because you bad too. If everybody a devil in your circle, you just in denial because you a devil too. Brought him to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. So Caiaphas was the high priest. He was the one making all the decisions. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jewish leaders that it would be good if one man died for the people. Simon Peter and another disciple were following Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter had to wait outside at the door. Other disciple, who was known to the high priest, came back, spoke to the servant girl on duty there, and brought Peter in. "You aren't one of this man's disciples too, are you?" she asked Peter. He replied, "I am not." It was cold, and the servants and the officials stood around a fire they had made to keep warm. Peter also was standing with them, warming himself. Meanwhile, the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teachings. "I have spoken," this is Jesus speaking now, "I have spoken openly to the world," Jesus replied. "I always taught in synagogues or at the temple where all the Jews come together. I said," turn too many pages here. "I said nothing in secret. Why question me? Ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I said." When Jesus said this, one of the officials nearby slapped him in the face. "Is this the way you answer the high priest?" he demanded. Jesus responded. He said, "If I said something wrong, testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. They slapping Jesus around. Ain't that something, y'all? Ain't that something? Glory be to God. Beloved, we see here, amen, in this portion of scripture that we just shared with you in St. John chapter 18, verses 12 through 24. After eating the Passover meal in the upper room, okay, remember the last meal, glory be to God. It was the Last Supper. Why did they call it the Last Supper? Because it was the Last Supper for Jesus. Jesus and his disciples, they went to Gethsemane. Remember the Garden of Gethsemane, amen, where the disciples fell asleep. They couldn't pray with Jesus for 1 hour. Jesus was dropping blood, amen, sweating blood, amen, because that was a very intensified moment. This is where Judas led the temple guard to arrest Jesus. Jesus had been betrayed by one of his apostles for 30 pieces of silver. See? So we see here, after all this was done, after all this, they left the dinner, went to the garden, betrayed by Judas. Jesus was arrested. And when they arrested Jesus, they took Jesus to Caiaphas' house. And this was the first of many trials before that next day when they crucified our Savior. This is who Caiaphas was. He was a troublemaker. Yeah, he was a troublemaker. Glory be to God. Let me just read this a little bit more here, amen, so we can really understand, amen, who Caiaphas was, amen. Glory be to God, so we can learn something from Caiaphas, amen. Remember yesterday, amen, we was talking to you, amen, about, amen, Lazarus, the dead man who heard Jesus speak. Boy, electricity is still going. Every time I think on that, electricity blows up on the inside of me. I get a quakening and an awakening. Amen. A dead man heard Jesus speak. Amen. That was Brother Lazarus. Wait a minute. I'm talking about Caiaphas, but the Lord said, some people are real quiet. Some people are real quiet. They hardly have any words to say. In fact, we have a few of them in this ministry. Very rarely do they speak. We want you to know Jesus loves you too. Because the Bible does not record one word that Lazarus said. His sisters was doing all the talking, Mary and Martha. Now, the Bible doesn't record one word that Lazarus said, but Jesus loved Lazarus to the point that he cried. So for you silent people, I want you to know Jesus loves you too. The Holy Spirit dropped that in me. Amen. Glory be to God. After the teaching of the word, you know how the Lord always speaks to you. Amen. After you preach, amen, and teach. All right. So anyway, in John 11, we saw, amen, we stopped yesterday at verse number 44. Amen. When Jesus told Lazarus to come forth, told him to remove the stone, and told them to take the grave clothes off of Lazarus and let him go. But when you continue reading in verse number 45, it says something about Caiaphas, and I want to share that with you. Verse 45 says this, therefore many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the Sanhedrin. What are we accomplishing? They asked. Here is this man performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take away both our temple and our nation. Then one of them named Caiaphas, the chief, that's who we're talking about this morning. One of them named Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, spoke up. You know nothing at all. You do not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than that the whole nation perish. Amen. And we can close that right there. Glory be to God. But look, wait a minute, no, verse 51. But he did not say this on his own, but as high priest that year, he prophesied. This is Caiaphas now, that Jesus would die for the Jewish nation. And not only for that nation, but also for the scattered children of Israel to bring them together and make them one. Glory be to God. Let's hold on to verse 51 because we want to make a point on that. Amen. As we close out, beloved. Amen. Amen. We want to come back to that, but I just wanted to read that while I was there. Amen. Caiaphas, beloved, amen. He was the high priest. He was a high priest for 18 years. He was one of those most directly responsible for the death of Jesus. He used his office as a means to power and personal security. He planned Jesus' capture. He carried out his illegal trial. Oh, that was a bogus trial that Caiaphas threw off. Glory be to God. He pressured Pilate to approve the crucifixion. He attempted to prevent the resurrection. And later he tried to cover up the fact of the resurrection. Caiaphas kept all religious appearances, you know, confessing but not possessing, while compromising with Rome. And as we continue the study on Caiaphas, we will find out that he became involved in the latter persecution of the Christians. Because the first century Christians suffered, and Caiaphas was responsible for a lot of that. Glory be to God. Beloved, we find out when we read about Caiaphas, amen, this leader of the Sadducees. You see why they called them Sadducees? Because they were sad, you see. He was educated. Y'all be wary of some folks, amen. They want to, you know, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. I got my master's degree, and I got this degree, and I got a double major in that. Education, amen, without salvation, amen, it don't mean nothing. Not only was he educated, he was wealthy. Glory be to God. He had a lot of political influence, and he was on good terms with Rome. Now, we got to remember one thing, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The Jews did not crucify Jesus. The Romans did. Just give me a little more Bible study. He hated Jesus. See, he hated Jesus. He hated Jesus. He didn't love Jesus. He hated Jesus. See, because Jesus endangered their secure lifestyle. The boy was living fat on the hog. Yeah, he was, come on, bling bling, you know, riding around in the, you know, Mercedes and Jaguars and BMWs and, you know, living fat. And I mean, come on, maids and butlers and come on now. See, they, you know, women on women and probably men on men too, whatever. Huh? Jesus was interrupting all that. See? And Jesus was teaching a lesson that they could not accept. They was not ready for this thing, the kingdom of God. They wasn't ready for all that. Just like today. You know what I mean? Folks ain't ready for that. They might go to church on, you know, every now and then. You know what I mean? Show up. This to be showing up. But they ain't ready for all that. They ain't ready to live like we taught this morning. I made Jesus my Savior, but he ain't my Lord. Cephas couldn't get, Caiaphas couldn't get with all that. Glory be to God. He couldn't get with all that. He had a closed mind. Caiaphas represents a man who had a closed mind. You see how you have some closed mind people? They're not open. Amen. I don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Now, if you're going to say something about Jesus, don't call me. If you're going to say something about Jesus, don't come. No, I think you're a little narrow-minded to think that Jesus is the only way to God. And they want to lay all that on you, you know what I mean, and want to shut you down. They want to shut down the devil because they know if the word gets through to that person going to get saved. All right? But that person is that they say you closed-minded because all you talk about is Jesus. But the truth of the matter is they're the ones that's closed-minded. And that was Caiaphas. Caiaphas was very closed-minded, beloved. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All he was worried about, amen, was preserving his own security. Very, very, very selfish. See? Caiaphas, beloved, not only does he represent the people that are closed-minded, he represents the people who refuse to believe. They refuse to believe. See, the Lord doesn't force himself on anybody. He says, whosoever will. He gives us free will. If somebody, he said, don't cast your pearls before swine. If they don't want Jesus, then they don't get Jesus. It's as simple as that. If you don't get Jesus, you're going to hell. They don't care nothing about all that. You ain't got to look. They don't want Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Hopefully, they'll come around before it's too late. If they don't, that's a decision they made. Another thing the Lord, and I'm almost finished. Another thing the Lord dropped on me. Remember yesterday we was talking about, amen, when Lazarus died. Good. That's a good thing about teaching. Those of you who sort of running and don't want to teach, you know, I encourage you to teach a lesson because let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit will keep taking you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and keep giving you something on that, and you will never hit the bottom. That's how the richness of God's word, you will never reach the bottom. And so Lazarus, when Lazarus' sisters and the community was at Lazarus' funeral when Lazarus died, glory be to God. And we talked about when people die, people want to, you know, always put the person in heaven, want to put the person in heaven. Glory be to God. And you know what the Holy Spirit showed me yesterday? He said, you know that young 18-year-old in Texas that killed those 19 people, those 17 children and those two teachers? Ain't nobody talking about his funeral. They talk about the other 19 funeral, but you best believe, you best believe, wherever his funeral is, somebody trying to put that boy in heaven. He done shot up 19 people. They had to take him out to keep him from shooting up some more. And you know at their funeral, somebody going to try to put him in heaven. Glory be to God. Just have to throw that in there. Glory be to God. That's why we said amen. The only way to die right is to live right. Amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. We see here, amen, glory be to God, Caiaphas, amen, he had a closed mind. Amen. Caiaphas also represents the people who refuse to believe, because we have a group of people. We have a large group of people, because the Bible says broad is the way that leadeth to hell and destruction. Narrow is the way that leadeth to life. What is that telling us? It's telling us that more people are going to be in hell than is going to be in heaven. Don't be surprised when you get to heaven and, you know, you don't see your friends there. So family members won't be there. Because we got to be glad. You got to, Lord, help us to make it. It's going to be more people in hell than heaven. Now, that's what the Bible says. Now, I just believe the Lord. Now, I ain't trying to figure out who's going to heaven or hell. Amen. Lord, help me to make 100. I ain't going to mess around with you and lose my salvation. Paul said this. Paul said, look, I can't preach to you and then I myself be a castaway, messing around with all your drama. Mess around, I've been on backslid and you done slid in. You done slid into heaven and I done went backwards to hell. Glory be to God. Paul said, I don't think so. Hey, wait a minute. Let me see if I can find that scripture right. I'm finished. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can find that way. That scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Here, you can find it in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 27. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Brother Paul here saying. He said, but I keep my body and bring it into subjection. What is that? Walking in the spirit. Not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Not being carnal minded. Okay, I mortify in my reckoning my body to be dead, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Now listen to this now, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. That's another scripture there that show you can lose your salvation. Y'all go around listening to these false preachers if you want. Got you living like the devil thinking you're going to heaven anyhow. Glory be to God. Paul said, look, I ain't messing around with you. Look, you want to go to hell, go to hell. You want to live like that, live like that. Glory be to God. Because then I'm putting all my energy and all my energy on you and what you're doing. Now I ain't paying attention. Now I done got weak myself. Glory be to God. Now I done got weak. I done backslid it overnight. You done got strong. The rapture done took place, or our life is required of us. Now I'm a castaway. I done preached to you for 10 years that you ought to live right, and I'm the castaway? He said, I don't think so. He said, I don't think so. No, but let me tell you something, beloved. Don't let nobody take you there. No, we're supposed to pray for people. We're supposed to love people. We're supposed to encourage people. If people don't want to live right, then that's on them. You ain't got nothing to do for you. Ain't got nothing. I know it hurts. Amen. No, just make sure. Look, you've been giving them all your energy and time. The energy you're supposed to be giving God, you're giving them. Huh? You're giving, you bailing them out of prison. Then you're taking your tithe money and the God's money and trying to bail them out and help them out of their sin. And they don't mean right. They just using you. You better back up right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right. One more scripture. Okay. Okay. Glory be to God. Okay. And he fell over. Okay. Okay, I want to show you another scripture, amen, and y'all know how I roll, amen, so I can't pull it up, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, amen, but I'll find it. All right, later. All right, so, amen. So what are we saying here, amen? He represents the people who refuse to believe because they think accepting Jesus as Lord, Jesus as Lord, see, people will accept Jesus, but they don't want to accept Jesus as Lord. If you don't accept Jesus as Lord, amen, you're not saved. You're not saved. We proved that to you this morning, okay? Let's prove this. Let's just prove it again. And for those of you, amen, that was not on the 5 o'clock, amen, service, amen. Okay. All right, let's just see what the Bible says. Let's see what the Bible says. Okay, Romans chapter number 10, number 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. The who Jesus? Mr. Jesus? Pastor Jesus? No, the Lord Jesus. And shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If Jesus is not your Lord, you're not saved. It's simple as that. If you're making your own decisions, you're not consulting the Lord, you're serving God on your own terms, and when it's convenient for you, you pray when it's convenient, you pray when you're in trouble, you do, amen, what you want to do, amen, and you don't talk to God about it, so you get into trouble, amen, glory be to God. When you want to invite God to your house but restrict him to one room, oh, glory be to God, and stay out of my business, Lord, I give you Sunday between 11 and 1, the other 6 days is mine. Jesus is not your Lord. Because when you look at the word Lord, it means the master, the boss, the chief hot show. Glory, he calls the shots. Some of us treat our bosses, amen, as our Lord. Because when they come in, we jumping. Well, the boss want me to do it. The boss want me to work overtime. The boss, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but Jesus got some requirements too. If Jesus is not your Lord, you're not saved. And here, this is Caiaphas here. Glory be to God. He represents those people that say, you know what? This going to cost too much. I counted the cost. Now, God respects that. Now, they still want to help, but God respects it. God said he'd rather you be hot or cold. He did say count the cost. You often hear me say that the gospel is free, but the kingdom is going to cost you something. Oh, baby, son, baby, the kingdom. If you going to live for God, it's going to cost you something. Count the cost. Now, you're not going to go, all right, take me out. I want to buy a house. I want to see this house right here. All right. Now, the house costs so-and-so money, and you ain't going to at least get an idea how much you need for settlement. And you just running around from house to house. It don't even make sense. You're going to start a business, amen, glory be to God, and don't know if you got enough, amen, you halfway there, and then you run out of money. I mean, it just don't make sense. You're going to count the cost and make sure you got enough money, or you're going to know when you're going to get the money. You're going to get a loan. You're going to do good. You're going to get a GoFundMe. You're going to get something. Glory be to God. See? And so this was Caiaphas, amen. He said it costs too much. Holiness costs too much. Sanctification costs too much. Love my enemies. Shoo. I can't wait to see him. I got something for him. I got some love for him, all right. Huh? Do good to what? What? You got to be kidding. Pray without ceasing. Oh, come on, y'all. Now y'all know it don't take all that. Y'all know people like that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Caiaphas. That's Caiaphas. And it was some of us, too. Thank God it's not us no more. Amen. These are the people. He represents the people that they choose fleeting power. See, that's what the Bible means when it said it's hard for a rich man to enter to heaven. Now, that's not saying there's not going to be no rich people in heaven. That's not saying that. But them, the rich people that trust in their riches, it's going to be hard for them. So let me tell you something.
You can do some stuff when you got some money. Matter of fact, there's a scripture in Proverbs that said money answers all things. Shoot, you pull out your checkbook without balancing it. Here's the check. And do with them rich folks. Look, I see how them rich folks look living because they don't know. They about to get a new neighbor. I see how them rich folks living. You know what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Extravagance. Huh? And God don't care nothing about you, amen, that beloved, but the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil. And when you start chasing that dollar, see, you are outside of the will of God, because if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you don't have to worry about chasing the dollar, because the dollar is going to chase you. See, but look, power, look, come on now. I can't be talking about no Jesus over here in the White House. I can't be talking about no Jesus right here, girl. I'm in my car right now. Come on, I'm having the party. I got folks coming in from Hollywood. We having a party this week. I mean, can't be talking. Come on, say the Jesus thing to after the party. Wait till Jay-Z and Beyonce and them go home. Come on now, say that Jesus stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because come on, if you got to be really saved, you hear what I'm saying? Because we know some of us will be struggling with it ourselves. Siege and the pleasures of this life. John the Baptist got his head beheaded. John the Baptist, one of the greatest men in the Bible, Jesus' cousin. You want to know why John the Baptist died? Because he told the king, glory be to God. Now, you know that woman. I think it was, amen, his brother's wife. It's some illegal relationship, and you know you ain't got no business with that woman. And he got his head cut off. But he went to heaven. That's another story for another time. But the people, they want the pleasures of this life. Come on, I can't serve no Jesus. But what am I going to do with my boyfriend? Because if I don't get my boyfriend, no, he going to leave me. And I ain't going to let no other woman out. Oh, he going to leave you, baby. You ain't never had nobody. Let me tell you that right now. No, come on now. God want us to have a little fun. Come on now. A little bit of, yeah, see, no. See, they counted the cost. They said, the price is too high. The price, I'll take my chances. That's Caiaphas. That's a Caiaphas. They choose the pleasures of this life instead of eternal life that God offers those who receive him. So my question to you today, looking at Caiaphas' life, the high priest, a man of pleasure, a man of prestige, a man of wealth, a man who with a closed mind, he made his choice. He said, I choose the world. That's the direction I'm going. I want to close this morning by asking you a question. What's your choice? What's your choice? And you know what? You don't have to give me an answer, but you sure enough gonna have to give God one. Baby, you're gonna have to pay the piper. The choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. The consequences belong to God. What's your choice? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, I have decided to make Jesus my choice. Have you? If you haven't, you know what? If you're breathing, if you're listening today, you still have time. You still have time. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on and surrender your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Give your life to Jesus. Amen. God is there. Amen. Knocking. Amen. He's knocking, knocking, knocking. He said, if any man will hear my voice, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, I'll come in and sup with him and sup with me. Just let me in. Let me in to be your Lord. Amen. Let me in to be your Lord. Hallelujah. So if you would like to accept Jesus today, amen, hallelujah, follow after me. Amen. Glory. Father God, I ask that you would forgive me. Forgive me right now, Father God, for all of my sins. I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would save my soul. I open up my heart. I invite Jesus to come in and live as my Savior, as my Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. As my Savior and as my Lord. Father, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death, and my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. And Father God, I ask that you would use me now for the balance of my days. In Jesus' name, I thank you. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. Amen. Caiaphas. Whoo, a man who went to hell because he chose to. Let me say this for those of you that's still not saved. You follow this ministry. You listen to this ministry for whatever reason. It's the Holy Spirit leading you to repentance. You're still fighting. You're still fighting. Listen, let me tell you this. It's a mandate on me to say this to you. Anybody that take their last breath and enter into eternity without Jesus, when you bust hell wide open, you're not going to hell because you were smoking or because you was drinking or fornicating or lying or any sin. That's not the reason, amen, that you're going to hell. You're going to hell because you rejected Jesus as Lord. See, and he is the only one that can save you. He's the only one that can deliver you. He's the only one that can rescue you. He's the only one that can bless you. And he's the only one that can rescue you out of hell. You rejected Jesus, amen, and his provisions. That's why you go. Amen. But thank God we ain't going. Amen. Caiaphas, shame on you, boy. Amen. He's down there with Judas right now. Shame on you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God that will never return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do, Father. We seal this prayer. We seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. God, help us to make you, Jesus, our choice. Father God, not to impress nobody, Father God, but Father God, in spirit and in truth, Father God, help us to be Christians in our hearts, Father, because you are the only one that judges the heart. You knows the heart. You know what's in there. You know what's in our hearts for real, Father God. Hallelujah. When you look in our hearts, may you see yourself. And we say thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. That's it. That's it. That's it. Okay. Now, the rest of the week, we got folks on the calendar. Amen. So unless they don't show up or call me with, need to reschedule or whatever, that do happen sometimes. Life happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody call me and say, I can't do it tomorrow. I'm not going to call somebody. Amen. At the last hour, I'm just going to show up. Amen. Because that's what leaders do. That's what leaders do. Amen. So the rest of the week, we got somebody on the calendar. I looked at the calendar good last night. Amen. And I'll be reaching out to the rest of you. Amen. We want everybody to get a one go round. Amen. And then a second go round. What about a third go round? We got a lot of people to talk about. Amen. And so we want to thank God. We pray thus far. Amen. Who have we talked about thus far? We talked about Lazarus. Amen. We talked about Caiaphas, amen. We talked about who else do we have here? Lot, amen. Jehoshaphat and Benaiah, amen. Those have been our men thus far, amen. And many, 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 many more to come, amen. Hallelujah. Meet us today at 12 o'clock, amen, at the altar of prayer, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you're listening today and you want to be around people that's praying, if you want us to pray for you, or if you have a prayer request, amen, call in at the top of the hour. Telephone number is 385-799-9729. Prayer warriors will pray with you and pray for you. Amen. And then tonight we'll be back on that same telephone number at 8 o'clock for Wednesday night Bible study.
These holidays throw you off. It don't even seem like Wednesday. Lord, man, I have set my clock. I'll be thinking it's Tuesday. Amen. So meet us for Bible study tonight at 8 o'clock. Amen. All right. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock a.m. on Facebook Live at the morning altar. Amen. And then back here tomorrow at 6, amen, that we might continue, amen, our exciting series on the men of the Bible. We can learn so much, beloved. We can learn so much. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Glory be to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Satan is now, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name and decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Saints, that don't mean you got to be poor. That don't mean you got to be poor to serve Jesus. The devil's a liar. Poverty is of God. That don't mean you can't have the best. God don't mind you riding big, pretty cars. Big, pretty cars. God ain't got no problem with it. Matter of fact, if you got enough faith, God will give you the car without a payment. God don't mind you living in luxury either. And guess what? If you live right, God said he'll give you houses that you didn't build, wells you didn't dig. That means God will give you the house with no mortgage. That's the type of faith I have. Glory be to God. God ain't got no problem with you living at the top of the mountain. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. God don't have no problems with this. See, where Cephas messed up, amen, is he kept God out the equation. This makes sure God is first. This makes sure those other guys don't replace the God with the big G. And you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Because a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Amen and amen. All right. I love you. Everybody have a good day. Meet you at the altar. Prayer, Lord's willing. Bible study tonight, Lord's willing. If not, back here again tomorrow morning. And if not there, we'll meet you in heaven. We're going to meet you somewhere. Somewhere. It ain't going to be in hell. That's the one place we say, I already sent hell my memo. I sent hell my email. I told Satan I ain't coming. Anybody want to endorse that with me? We ain't coming. But any other place, amen, we'll meet you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Dr. Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you.